We've got a special guest that has joined us in the studio this afternoon. Jim Spiros is the managing partner of Spiros Law. Jim, welcome into the Valley.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, how are we doing today?
We're doing really well. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Now, here to talk about accident protocol.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
Well, first thing we try and do is talk about how do we avoid accidents. And then if we are unfortunately in one, we talk about what folks should do if that situation unfortunately occurs.
All right. So how do we go about avoiding accidents? We get a little, maybe a little bit closer to that microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the biggest thing we see today as the cause of accidents is folks who are texting while driving. Yeah. We have a pretty significant campaign going on. We're trying to educate the public and our communities to avoid texting at all costs. It's the leading cause of automobile accidents in our communities, and it's an avoidable cause. So if we can avoid texting and focus on the roadway, we can really minimize the number of collisions.
It was really bad just talking on your phone. So many of us now have Bluetooth, so that has helped a little bit. But this texting has really gotten out of hand, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And reading emails, you know, constructing emails, all the same.
All right. So if we do get in an accident, what do we do?
Well, the first thing you want to do is notify the authorities. Call 911. Advise of any injuries. That's usually the most important thing in the protocol. The second thing you want to do is make sure everyone's safe. And once that's confirmed, you want to try to document the situation. It's a good time then to actually use your telephone to take photographs of the scene.
Sure.
And that's kind of the start of the process.
Make sure you call your insurance company.
Absolutely. Right. You're going to want to cooperate with your own insurance company, and that's an interesting point. If the other driver's insurance company contacts you, you do not want to speak to them without the benefit of speaking to an attorney.
Right. And so that's one of the benefits of calling an attorney, right?
Absolutely. There's no charge for calling. I mean, we speak to anyone that calls without obligation. But what you really want to do is get information sooner rather than later. The insurance adjusters that call, oftentimes on behalf of the at-fault party, are really well-trained to ask questions such that you're going to give an answer that maybe you didn't understand the question of, or you might give an answer that's not absolutely accurate. And so you really want to talk to someone who's experienced and get advice before you speak to anyone in the insurance industry.
Because the adjusters are on the side of their insurance company and are going to try to pay as little as possible, right?
That's absolutely correct.
All right. So who does Spiros Law represent? What kind of people are we talking?
Well, I say to those that ask that question, we represent people from minors all the way to the elderly, because anyone can get in an unfortunate accident or a work injury. So there's folks from all ages and all socioeconomic backgrounds. And so essentially we represent those who have been injured.
All right. So if we unfortunately do get injured by an accident, how do we contact you guys?
Sure. Here in Kankakee, you can call us at 815-929-9292. Or a lot of folks like to go to our website. It's spiroslaw.com. And there's a prompt there where you can easily send us an email or chat live with one of our representatives.
All right. Jim, thanks for coming in.